Well, welcome to the situation report for July 13th and the roundtable here. I'm sure everybody's trying to grapple with what's going on in front of them with the troop, with the Trump assassination attempt. Figured we'd jump on board and do some deep analysis, get initial impressions, and then talk through what we saw, what we're seeing right now, and how things are gonna, what we think is gonna develop, I guess is the best way to put it. There's a lot of different emotions right now. So I want to make one thing blatantly clear for everybody in the audience. And that is, we don't know enough yet to say good, bad, or indifferent if this is something that people should respond to. Right now, the best thing people can do is stay calm, watch how things develop, watch what is reported and how it's reported and who's reporting. Because that will be a very big tell if this was a planned event, if this was a staged event, or if this was a spontaneous event. So evidently, there's a shooter that's down. The Secret Service took down the shooter. From what I understand, there's two to three individuals that were killed, and reports are still coming in. So let's just start there. Chris, you want to start and give us your initial impressions? You're on mute, Chris.
Pain so far is two shooters. One was on a rooftop. He was in it. It looked to be multicam, and it was rifle fire. They also pulled a guy out of the crowd, and that's all I know on that guy. But as you can imagine, this is all, you know, breaking. We're trying to sort through the FUD. Just being a former sniper, looking at the situation there, I couldn't help but notice the movement of the flag. And the flag was moving pretty horizontal to the ground. So that would have been a crosswind pushing that bullet flag, because from the viewer's perspective, the shot was taken from the left to the right. And if you'll notice at that last second, Trump turned his head right as the shot broke. So my assumption is that he was taking a mid-ear aiming point. And that turned. I'm getting some feedback, man.
Here, let me mute everyone. There we go. You should be good now.
Okay. So him turning at that last second combined with the wind, again, just from my point of view, it looks like that created that point of aim, point of impact shift. So
you're saying, if I'm hearing you right, you're saying he got lucky is what I'm hearing you say.
Yeah. If you want to call it luck or divine intervention, you know, some people were panning the theory that, you know, this was
a staged event.
No, come on, guys. Not a staged event. That's beyond ridiculous. This was someone that wanted to take him out.
Yeah, I don't see that either. I had that discussion with a couple of people, because I just watched the film again before we started. And I was watching it live as it happened. His reaction was like, what the hell was that? And then he heard the second shot, and that's when he dived behind the podium. My question is, how does the Secret Service miss a guy in a roof and camo? I mean, isn't their job supposed to clear the area and any rooftop and any window and close all the blinds and make sure there's no umbrellas and make sure there's no obstacles that are unturned? I mean, whoever was on the Secret Service detail needs to be fired, as far as I'm concerned. Sorry, I had to get that out.
Well, I mean, it
drives me nuts.
We could chalk this up to the current spat of, you know, DEI type events that we see throughout government now, or the fact that and we had people on the ground. They're being interviewed by the BBC right now. People in the crowd saw the guy doing a stalking crawl up that rooftop. And we're trying to notify the Secret Service. We're trying to notify the police, and they were not getting a response. or possibly they just weren't getting a timely response. My assumption would be that, you know, for whatever an assumption's worth, that because he was in a uniform, there was a belief that he was probably law enforcement. You know, and then you got to factor in normalcy bias with crowds and, you know, the same reason, you know, my wife was like, how come nobody reacted, you know, or a lot of people didn't react on the stage behind him. It's like, well, normalcy bias kicks in and they can't compute what they're seeing. They can't compute what's happening around them. And, you know, there's this big delay. And frankly, there was a big delay in the Secret Service's response. I mean, I've worked a lot of EP in my past. That was incredibly slow for a response.
I agree. Wholeheartedly agree. Because yeah. I've seen dignitaries that have, you know, been shot at several times, and they don't get a second shot before somebody's on them. And there was at least three or four shots I can count before the Secret Service even reacted. So if I was going to make an assumption about something staged, I would say there was probably somebody on his detail that knew it was going to happen and purposely reacted slowly. I mean, that's my initial reaction. But like I said, the thing that I want to urge everybody here is we don't know a lot yet. Right. And the last thing we need right now, especially from the Trump crowd, is some kind of an emotional response. This, everybody's emotional right now. Everybody's got their guard up. Last thing we need is somebody going off the reservation, because that's exactly what the left wants. They want to be able to call us, you know, call the crowd domestic terrorists, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'll just open it up. Who wants to go next?
Initial, you guys,
initial reaction. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, with the seven or eight shots that are reported being fired, do you think it's possible? And I'm seeing in the chat that it apparently might have went into his skull. Do you think that he was hit somewhere else with those additional shots that were fired?
Hard to say. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Until we can get an actual assessment, a medical assessment, there's just no knowing.
Right. Right.
And I think the other question that we're waiting on is we're waiting on the medical report on how he is, where he is, what condition he's in. I don't think has that been released yet? I don't see anything about it. And believe it or not, you're going to see it on Twitter before you see anything else.
Yeah. They're saying he's all right, but that's all they're saying. Now I'm watching the recap, you know, where they're evacuating him, and you know, just how they're evacuating him, his head's still showing. It's like, no, you would have that guy either under a shroud, umbrellas, ushering him to the car, because somebody mentioned it on the site, right? A sniper can't shoot what he can't see, right? And it's just, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. Caliber of bullet, the distance, we're hearing it's a 22, correct? Maybe.
Yeah, 22 long rifle. Yeah.
Yeah, 22 LR. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching to see what's being reported. And
okay, I got something.
Go Are you it. Able to hear me, Colonel?
Yep.
So this is breaking.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
Butler Police Department confirms the arrest of one shooter identified as Mark Violets, a known Antifa extremist. And I don't know if you can make out the picture there. Looks like a nice fellow, but so that just hit the wire. Sorry to cut you off there.
No, it looks like a fourth tier poker player. what I was going to say is, with the number of shots that was reported, this, that, and the other, at an event like this, whenever anything like this occurs, the first thing that happens is everybody misremembers everything. So we have to be cautious about reporting what's what and what was actually done and how many shots were actually fired, because everybody's going to have a different story. I guarantee you go out there right now and there's four, five, six different stories, including probably a conspiracy that Trump is actually dead And it's a body double that you're going to see from now on.
Right.
I'm sure we'll have that conspiracy theory as well.
Right. So. You know, there's no doubt he's probably got body doubles. That's not.
Oh, they all do. I've seen body
doubles. Yeah, exactly.
When I worked in Diplo staff, I've seen body doubles. Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh, God. The fucking Q crowd's already hard at work. Jesus Christ.
I know. I heard it.
Oh, the shot heard around the world. Posted in 20. Jesus Christ.
No. So right. I want to echo what Colonel Murray said a couple of minutes ago. The worst thing anybody could do, and those of you out there listening, spread this to all your friends, please, God. Do not do anything stupid. Do not say anything stupid on the interwebs. The left is looking for a reason to kick doors tonight.
Yeah, this is definitively what we call in the information business an emotional event.
Yes.
So
they want
an emotional response.
Yep.
Well, if anything, you know, this for sure would usher them in.
a big sweep. Yeah, to quote one of my admins, they just gave Trump a superpower and made him a messiah.
Right.
It's like striking down Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, dude.
We've only made him more powerful.
We knew this was coming, right? All of us have had this discussion. We all knew it was coming. We've all been saying this for weeks. Months ago, we knew that this was going to be a part of the script, you know. And look, we're in act three of the Joe Biden removal, right? So it doesn't surprise me 2 days before the Republican convention that this happens to Trump. And, you know, I'm assuming that they wanted to push Trump out of the way and then bring in Nikki Haley or somebody equally miserable. So you can see the timing of this is spot on, right, to where, and Troop called this. He said middle of the month, and I didn't believe him when he said it. And here we are, middle of the month. So
I recall that. Troop, you are owed a beer.
Yeah. What I'm leery of is possible follow-on events where his Secret Service protection would be definitely more tightened, but then more follow-on coordinated event, right? In other words,
they're not going to stop here.
Yeah,
right. So, not stop here.
A couple of things here. This guy, this is seconds old, really. I think we're going to find out that this guy was, if they release any of the information, one of those FBI handled goons so that the FBI has plausible deniability.
Yeah.
They've been grooming him the whole time. And, we didn't know about him until just now. And then when Colonel Murray, when you were talking about how his team's reaction was really slow, I have a theory on that. And this is just a theory that he is so loved at his events that they slacked. I think they slacked straight up.
How could you?
Because people are stupid and they slack.
Nah, it's just human nature. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm going to get, you're right. Human nature, right? People default to what their comfort zone is.
Right. And
it happens to
everybody.
Everybody
loves
him. Right?
We don't have a care in the world. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I had a guy.
What happens?
Go ahead, Dave.
Good evening. I had a guy in a unit with me that was former Secret Service about a decade ago, and I picked his brain on any number of things. And I can tell you, I've never been particularly impressed with Secret Service personnel. It's almost as if they just assume they're going to be great, and they don't have to do all the detailed homework. And I'm sure there are some people in the Secret Service who are excellent, but I think some of them probably believe their own press.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Come on, man.
Somebody blows
sunshine up your ass all the time, you start to believe it.
We did comms for Albright and Cohen's detail in Korea in 2000, and the Secret Service guys we kept having to tell them, hey, you know, ComSec, stop that. We kept having to tell them that. So I know that.
Well, you could hear right when the event happened, one agent to Trump's left started to give a short count on getting up, and none of them were coordinated. They were completely out of sync with one another for getting him up and keeping him covered. And it took him several seconds after that to get him moving.
Well, his head was supposed to be covered all the way to the SUV, and you could see it all the way from the stands. So that's a lapse right there in and of itself.
It says, sorry to interrupt you guys. It says on Twitter, the guy interviewed on BBC said the gunman was on a white roof and was wearing a muted tan colors. And then the video emerges with him on the rooftop.
I think that was a nursery or something over there. I can't recall what they said.
Okay.
So got it right there.
Riddle me this, Batman. If you know you got an exposed rooftop over there, why wasn't somebody on the fucking rooftop?
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
What
they
the fuck?
They should have had eyes on all of it.
Absolutely they should have. Sorry. Absolutely
yeah,
they should
that's
have.
A wide open room. That's like a freaking, that's basic level.
Well, it's like, duh.
An infantryman knows that.
The guy was taken out, at least according to the local news report, by a Butler area state police officer. But the question is, was that a sniper or was it somebody in close proximity?
How do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, did somebody, once they heard the shots, reorient? Did one of the snipers or counter sniper individuals reorient, get a look at the guy and then take him out?
We don't have that information yet.
And how far away was it? How far away do you think the shot was? Because I don't see anything that says how far away the shot was.
According to Health Ranger, Bracken just put this up. It was rifle fire that tried to kill Trump. Someone from a distance unloaded rifle rounds and apparently hit Trump in the ear. From what we know so far, the sound signature here is of multiple supersonic rifle rounds. This was not up close with a pistol.
No.
Well, there you go.
At first,
but the guy on the roof is the patsy. You got to blame someone and make sure he's dead so he can't talk.
I don't.
Then you can make up any story you want.
Right, they met criteria.
So the guy on the roof was wearing.
I think we've got a patsy who actually pulled the trigger.
Somebody wrote on Twitter, was Alec Baldwin the shooter?
Nice.
The internet is undefeated.
Yeah, but here's the question. Was there any other shooters that we don't know about yet?
I don't think we've got a Zapruder here. That's just too much. I think we've got an FBI drone gone wrong that failed.
I think Ralph's onto something. I think that's just a patsy that's on the roof, and the guy they arrested is just a patsy. I think
this was
it. Because if I look at this from a holistic perspective, the Secret Service response, the fact that he was exposed, the fact that there was rooftops exposed, the fact that there wasn't somebody looking and watching those rooftops, that tells me that this was a planned event to take him out. And I don't think it was a staged event. I think it was a planned event.
Right.
That's a hell of a shot.
Yeah, with a 22.
Think about it.
I don't know
who brought it up, but this is the first rally CNN has covered live.
Oh, they there's wanted the, there's it. The, there's
they
the
wanted it.
Right there.
Yeah, there's an indicator.
Yeah, CNN showing up like the Roger Stone arrest where CNN's the only ones on the ground they know beforehand. You can bet your ass those motherfuckers knew that this
Here's
was
a question.
Happen.
Where the person in the stand, apparently somebody died in the stands. Apparently there was one of the people at the rally got killed. Do we know where that person was relative to Trump?
This is literally minutes old, gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't know.
And do we know, as Trump faced towards us in the television, was the shooter off to his right or to his left?
Off to his left.
I thought it was off to his left simply because of the blood spatter that came across his face. But that could have happened when he knelt down and blood dripped, you know, towards the ground. On the other hand, if you look at the video immediately after the shots, people in the stands are looking to their right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are looking the opposite direction as to what I initially thought where it originated from. So I really
that
don't
could
know.
Could be the return fire moment.
Well. How much,
well, ba-
how much
based on his body movement, you can tell the shots definitely came from our perspective, the left side.
According to CBS, emergency department doctor, somebody over there was screaming, he's been shot. So I made my way over. I saw him and said, I'm an emergency department physician. Let me help you. He had a headshot. This is somebody else, not the president. There was lots of blood and he had brain matter there. So I got him. Then I did CPR. The rally attendee who also was shot.
Mm.
So somebody.
I fucking know what that looks like. That's not a pleasant sight. No. I know exactly what that looks like.
Yeah.
Well, I think the interesting thing in all of this is the fact that this is right on cue. I didn't know CNN was there. Thanks for putting that on the plate, because that's just another tell that this was a planned event.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put it past Chris Ray and those shitbags to do it. I don't
trust what's the vector? If this is a planned event, what's the vector? Was it done through the state police? Was it done through local police? I'm thinking it wasn't a straight up FBI planned thing. They tend not to do that.
Oh, they assume they use patsies to do it.
That's what I'm getting there, at.
But,
yep.
Yeah. But who's the shooter? Because that's a hell of a shot if it's a .22 and it's a long ways away. You got to be a damn good shot. Does a .22 have that much velocity and that much distance?
What distance? What range were they saying?
I'm trying to find it right now, Dave.
Yeah, we haven't seen. There's a lot of details we have not gotten at all yet. Pop would know right away. Pop would know all that stuff off the top of his head.
Well, you can shoot a .22 at least 100, 200 yards if you have to. It's how effective it is. Obviously, if it had been a few inches to the side, Trump would be laying on the ground dead.
I sincerely doubt that was a .22 long rifle.
I thought it was a 5.56 suppressed.
That's what I was thinking as well.
It sounded
that's
like
what it sounded like to me.
The distance. Yep.
I can't tell from the video. If it's 5.56, that'd have the velocity to do it. And I'm kind of surprised they didn't use subsonic rounds, though. I mean, if you're going to do damage, you want to use subsonic, right?
Subsonic in a 5.56 platform, they're not very reliable. They often won't cycle the action properly.
Right. Right. It doesn't have enough kick.
Plus, yeah, your ballistic arc just goes to shit too if you're dealing with any kind of range.
Choose your range up right away.
See, I knew if I just put that on the plate, the sniper would answer the question and give me all the details I needed. Thank you for that. I figure I'd tee that up. You guys would throw that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it just doesn't have the enough of the recycle or blowback to cycle it properly. And so you get a lot of jams and so forth. That's why it's a higher caliber for subsonic. But so
you could have used a 300 blackout, which would have been reliable, but has fairly limited range. But I don't think that's what it sounded like. I think it was 5.56 with standard rounds. It went through a suppressed muzzle.
I haven't heard any of the audio yet. I was trying to build shelves in my garage when my phone started. Absolutely.
I watched it live. I watched it happen live. I just happened to glance at the live feed just like seconds before the shot went off.
It's pretty hard to tell hearing it through digital media. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, long shot, when your phone gets charged, I want you to jump on because there's first responder questions I want to ask you.
Are you guys surprised that it's taken this long for this to occur? Or do you find the timing of it interesting with the RNC starting on Monday?
There are usually assassination attempts on presidents that we never hear about. It's a lot more common than people realize.
Yeah, so we talked about this, I think, in April or May when we all said that they're going to try and assassinate Trump or they're going to. We all knew it was coming, and Trump, our troop thought mid-July, which turns out that's spot on. I was thinking probably earlier, like June 6th, because of the rally here, because he was going to be fully exposed here too. So, you know, I was wrong. He was right. But we all saw it coming. We saw the rhetoric ramping up. We saw the narratives ramping up. Mm-hmm. We saw the fact they were trying to entice somebody to go out and take the shot and build the narrative that somebody went off the reservation. They've been doing it for months. They've ramped up the emotional rhetoric so they could say this guy went off the reservation. Ralph's right. It's a patsy. That was
right around the end of April. I remember four, five, six of us were coming into your chat, Colonel, saying, "Has anybody else got the hackles on their neck standing up?"
Yeah, yeah. We all heard we all saw the change in the narrative and the rhetoric back then, and it hasn't abated. It's just they've doubled down, right? The whole Nazi thing, the whole they're going to arrest us thing. That's all enticement. And it's influencing operations to get somebody, or at least to say that somebody went off the reservation. It's classic stuff. 9 to 5.
The biggest thing I'm getting from listening to all you guys so far is that I think the key thing is Trump's not out of he's not out of danger yet. I think this is still ongoing and planned, there's still a lot more shoes that could drop.
Yeah. I wouldn't count him out of danger at all yet. Now that we've been in here for a few minutes and a couple more listeners might have popped in, I want to echo Colonel Murray's words again. Those listeners out there, don't even talk about doing something stupid tonight. The left is looking for a reason to kick doors. Don't even talk about it.
PSA, when you say he's not – oh, sorry, guys.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I just want to get your guys' take. When you say he's not out of the woods yet, do you mean tonight, like with – what may or may not else have occurred, or
all the way through August, all the way through the election, they're going to try and take him out. Look, if you look at the messaging of this, this is not just about Trump. This is about killing any nationalist movement across the planet. Trump is a symbol, and now he's a messiah of a bigger movement, which is nationalism across the globe. And if you look at from 2016 to 2020. The personification that was built around him, not just here, across the planet. There was rallies in London. There was rallies in Japan. There was rallies in South America before the 2020 election, because people see him as a way to fix the system. And they want desperately to kill that movement. And all they did today was create a martyr. They just gave him the election. And, you know... And by the way, him standing up and doing the fist bump and saying fight, you got to give the guy credit. That's an epic showmanship move to galvanize your base. That guy knows how to play to his base. And I got to give him credit, because that was probably the best thing he could have done.
Yeah.
The only bad part about that is that you have the people on the fringes that will go off the reservation and do something completely fucking stupid. And that's exactly what the left wants. They want to use the brand domestic terrorist. They want to use the brand of nationalist terrorist. They are dying to get an emotional response out of the mega crowd, dying. And there's a guy if you watch the video of where he's first shot, he stands up, there's a guy right behind him with a black hat and a beard and a black suit. That guy's been in several. He's been to several of the rallies.
Yeah,
and the whole Q crowd is talking about that's JFK Jr. in disguise. God, I could just see that going sideways now too. I mean, just the shit that people buy into. But look, let me say this yet again, because it bears repeating, because we have almost 1,000 people watching right now. This right now is a time for everybody to sit back and watch how this develops. This is going to be, you're going to watch a classic influencing operation take place over the next 48 hours. You're going to watch a classic bait and switch take place over the next 48 hours. If Raoul's right, which I think he is, they got a patsy up on the roof, and none of that adds up, by the way. And they want somebody to do something incredibly stupid. And the best thing we can do right now is just wait for this, wait for the reporting, and let all the debunking begin. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm going to chuck another theory in the hat. I am betting you that right now, behind closed doors at some country club, a couple of low-level administrator types are being called out on the carpet and heads are going to roll because the shooter failed.
You mean somebody's going to have a brake issue in their car tonight and have a terrible accident on their way?
That might be the case. I think we should be looking for somebody in the governmental sector to suddenly have a terrible thing.
That's never happened before.
To have a Hillary moment, if you will.
Look for upcoming suicides.
Yes.
Yep.
This is the problem they face using cutouts, and they always use cutouts. The Seth Rich hit, they used cartel cutouts, you know. And Right. They used Antifa was essentially formed to be cutouts. You know, they use them for that repeatedly. What I find odd is this guy in a complete DCU uniform that was on the roof, which is an, you know, OIF, what, 1 through 6 uniform.
Right. Yeah.
So it kind of, on a subconscious level, it kind of elicits veteran. So it wouldn't surprise me if they play that card, though this was a, you know, a screwed up vet.
Yeah, most definitely. They're gonna play all those narrative cards that they can. But one thing that's been great about the media, the alt media especially, is it used to take a week, a month before to figure it out. Now it's only hours, right? And they're just continually set back on their heels because it just, people are all over it like flies on shit now. So, but. Yeah.
Well, we need that, right? We need people to dig into the narrative and break apart and call out the hypocrisy and call out the lies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a necessary mechanism to break apart all their influencing operations. And I'm already seeing a bunch of posts by AI and a bunch of posts by bots right now, which is interesting. But the lapses in security, that's a massive red flag. I mean, somebody on the inside of the detail was carelessly, you know, either paid off, not doing their job, because that's not careless. That's dereliction of duty.
I think both things. Well, it is dereliction of duty, of course, but I think both things can be true. I think his detail could have gotten sloppy, and there's a setup there. There's a plan that went through there.
Well, there's one no of my reason admins, that
both things couldn't be true.
One of my admins is saying that, you know, this is like a WWE moment, right? They tell you what's going to happen. They go on stage, somebody gets knocked out, and the crowd goes wild thinking it's real, and it's not. This may turn out to be, you know, a staged event or a managed event, but we'll see. I mean, right now, I'll just say this out loud. Right now, nothing's out of the realm of possibility or probability. So
if a real round was fired, you do not miss and hit an ear. That's a Hollywood thing. You can't deliberately shoot somebody in the tip of the ear from a distance like that.
Oh yeah, no,
that's Hollywood nonsense.
Yeah, no, right. Like no,
that was a miss.
Yeah, that was a miss. That headshots are very difficult. especially when you got a moving target. They're not so easy, even at very close ranges. You would think, but no,
that's the key. Is Trump
he had a solid crosswind too.
Right.
If that guy's only 200 meters away, you could shoot him right in the eyeball if he's standing still and he had a good and the right equipment.
Right. And caliber, winds, everything affects that. The coefficient of the round, the accuracy, all that goes into it though too. So
if you start talking about a Kestrel or a radar, I'm throwing you off. Just so we're clear.
Is it too soon to bring up the Coriolis effect?
Yeah, the board.
Well, here we go.
You got to find some levity in it because every time starts talking.
I don't know how much wind was there at the event. I don't think it was.
Good
that
question.
Much. It hadn't been like it had been the last couple of days.
Go back and listen to the sound. You'll hear a crosswind.
Oh, you can hear it.
If there's a crosswind there, you can hear it.
There's one of the shots that it's kind of angled up at Trump as they're getting ready to escort him off. And you can see a flag suspended. And it's about like this.
Well, there's your answer. There's your crosswind.
Yeah.
That's your answer right there.
And no shortage of range flags.
Right. And it depends, too. If you're shooting downward or upward, that affects a lot. And then the humidity, too. Right. And then just take into effect what caliber round was being used. So a lot of things will go into play on it, but.
Well, see, Carly, this is why Carly, I like my job. We just picked up a radio and called Spectre.
Where this took place at the Butler County Farm Show, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at an overhead on Google Maps, and there's several corrugated, you know, roof sheds. I'm just trying to figure out where exactly that would be. I mean, I'm looking at an airfield slightly off to the west, and I'm just trying to determine exactly, because there's a couple different buildings, but there, the point is, all the buildings that I'm looking at are in fairly close proximity.
Any I got a skilled... picture of it. Hang on, I'm trying to put it in. Hang on 1 second.
Where are you putting it?
I have to put it into PowerPoint before this, before I could put it on the screen. So just give me a second here.
What was the name?
I have to
of
go
the
back to my army, venue? My army major days of doing
Butler County Farm Show, Butler, Pennsylvania.
I'm just trying to
step away from the PowerPoint the
overheads.
Trying to desperately. I don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, General Umptyfrats won't understand slide 4. Line 2.
Oh my God.
Won't make any sense.
When I was in civil affairs all the time.
Yeah, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I know
exactly how many shots were there total? 6 or 7?
I think there was 11.
11?
Wow. Yeah. I heard 11.
I didn't hear 11, but if I mean, I take your word for it, but maybe I just wasn't listening well enough. The reason I asked is because I was curious. Did we hear initial fire towards Trump, and then did we hear return fire?
That's the question I was about.
Right. Because you would think a lot more people would have been injured with the 11 shots, right, going out, especially in a crowd like that. But
so, Secret Service guy here, shooter over here, crowd over here, Trump here. Looks like he was facing this way.
Right.
The shooter was shooting over here.
Shooter was
so you're telling me that Secret Service guy should be, he's on the roof. Is he watching over here? Or is he watching this way? Because there should be guys on all these roofs. There should be somebody over here on the roof.
Right. So I mean, he would stick out like a sore thumb on that roof.
Let's just put this out there. Those of us here who are older, our generation of military and this sort of thing was different and more diligent. These guys that are coming up today play video games all damn day. So that agent very well may have just been watching the Trump rally. They're dolts. Most of the 30-year-old and youngers that I deal with today are dolts, period.
Right. Well, just the fact that if he was on a roof, and those are what, those tin roofs? Shit.
Yep.
In the summer. You know, if he was on top of that roof, that tells me he was not a seriously trained sniper. If you ever want to watch a good movie on that, there is. It kind of tilts a little to the Ukrainian side, but it's very good on sniper tactics and counter sniper for real. And it's called White Raven. Look it up on Prime, and it really goes into depth of what that skill does. And so
parking lot to the east of the shooter's position, parking lot to the east of the shooter's position, row of cars, 1, 2, 3, two vehicles sitting there by themselves. Those are SUVs. See those? The average SUV is about 24 feet long. Based on the shooter's position to where Trump was, it's a little over 200 yards.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. It's going to be at or within 200 meters.
Yeah.
And that's not a hard shot for somebody who has skills and the right weapon.
Right.
And optics, of course, included with the equipment.
But even for a 22 long rifle, depending on the rounds he used, whether it was, you know, magnums or whatever, that's still for a 22, 200 yards is still a headshot.
Yeah, but yeah. I doubt it's a 22. I think you're going to find it was 5.56 or 2.23 suppressed.
2.23, yeah, makes sense. Yeah,
with standard velocity ammunition. So, I mean, you're going to obscure with a suppressor. You're going to partially obscure the direction of the sound a little bit, but you're still going to have a sonic crack, and you're still going to have noise.
Right.
It just amazes me that they could have had a shooter that visible within 200 yards. I would have thought this shot would be like a 600-yard kind of thing.
How in the hell did they not clear that area is what I'm
right.
I said that earlier. What the fuck were they doing? Somebody didn't have eyes on that?
having been to presidential events in the past, there was literally no stone unturned. The advent, right. The advance team was there a day before. I mean, I was actually impressed. Now, this was a few years back, but I was impressed at the thoroughness involved. And
I was the ops officer for a POTUS visit. Those guys come in the day ahead, a couple of days ahead. They come in with all sorts of really good tools and capabilities. There would have been coverage on every one of those roofs. This is insane.
Right.
Any potential firing position.
And look at the water tower. Look at the water tower off. Look at the image we're
right
looking
to the
at.
Right.
That water
there's
tower
not a dude on that too.
And that there should have been a. I mean, that's the dominant position that I
fuck
see.
Fuck yeah, there should be a 50 cal up there.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Or a spotter.
No, somebody with a rifle and a spotter up there.
Yeah, at least a 308.
Laying down, getting ready to pop somebody that even moves wrong.
You don't need more than 308 for police sniping scenarios.
Has anybody brought up
absolutely 50 cal, blow them into chunks. Come on, man. You're go big or go home.
Damage.
Come on.
Hey, armor officer. We don't carry 105s around, man.
Yeah, why not? Who doesn't have a 90 millimeter recoilless rifle at their
Who let the armor officer into the room?
Has anybody brought up?
I was going to say Alex Jones just posted a video of his what he thinks about what's going on. If anybody wants to look on his Twitter feed,
has anybody brought up the fact or thought that it may have been an intentional suicide mission?
Could be.
That's entirely possible, man.
I mean, since he climbs up on a bare naked roof, no cover, has people around.
These guys are zealots. You have to remember these. Some of these Antifa guys, the FBI
chooses these people like that a lot of times. Boom, they're taken out more or less. You know, suicide by cop afterwards. But for that particular reason, so.
Typical profile in that is a contact hit. They just go right up to the target.
Right.
I mean, this, you know,
you're
this
not
guy,
getting
you,
right up to the target at this though.
Yeah, so not on these.
Here's another tell. Dr. Simone Gold is reporting that there's not a single monitor in the, I think she's in a train station or in Times Square that's reporting the Trump shooting. Not a single monitor.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, they might be terrified of this event because, like we mentioned earlier, this is his Obi-Wan Kenobi moment.
Mm.
Oh, they very well may be terrified. Yeah, they very well would be terrified of this event.
I saw a report that said CNN was reporting this as Trump injured in a fall.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
The first headline I saw used the vernacular. Shots fired in Trump's general direction.
In Trump's general direction.
I was like, what?
Did he then fart in Trump's general
direction? I was just going to say that. The Monty Python moment. I fart in your general direction.
Fit in lavash. What? Fit in lavash.
Lockshot, I wanted to ask you a question. If you saw the wound on his ear, does that look like an ear shot or does that look like a head wound?
Well, the one picture I think Bracken had posted, it looked like there was a track line from his mouth to his ear. I think we had talked about, you know, the possibility, you know, of a graze wound. So that kind of, without seeing it up close, I mean, it looks like it grazed from like the corner of his mouth to his ear. I've seen people get shot at and it graze their ear and just decimate their ear, you know, at about 10 yards on domestic calls. But yeah.
Yeah, even 22. Years ago, doing the SOCOM paramedic course out there in Fort Sam Houston, we did a call, and we got a call, a domestic dispute,
and the guy got shot by his wife with a 22. We walked in, he was fine. We were like, talk to us, vitals were good, this, that. By the time we got him on the ambulance, he went downhill that quick. The bullet went in and hit his collarbone, and then it just ricocheted all through his chest. So it was a slow bleed, and he went downhill real quick.
Yeah.
The mob's weapon of choice is the 22 for that very reason. The mafia, when they do assassinations, they use a 22 for that exact reason.
Bringing it back to this particular incident, I'm going to give you my opinion because I know a little bit about head and neck anatomy. First of all, anything in the scalp bleeds like hell because it's hypervascularized. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, if you take a look at the pictures closely, what you'll see is that there may be a slight penetration mark. There's a dark spot right up at the base of the ear, towards the top of the ear where it meets his head. He may have been like a slight perforation right through there, or a nick or skim, as you described. Right. The blood coming down his face was not from him rubbing his hand when he went down. It may have been a spatter from the shot, but I think most likely was when the ear got nicked and he knelt down and put his head forward. The blood, there were two paths where rivulets of blood ran down his cheek in two different directions. And that happened because of the angulation of his head.
Agreed.
Okay. Right. Originally, I thought that the shot came from Trump's left because I thought it was blood splatter forward onto his face. In retrospect, if it came from his right, it had to be just rivulets, two little beads of blood that ran down his face when he knelt down. That's what happened. There's hardly any bleeding after even, you know, being down for a moment with those people around him.
Right.
So he is lucky as shit.
Yeah. End of story. So right off the bat, listening to the audio, there were two back-to-back shots. And I would imagine both shots would have been pretty close to on target, as close to the succession, as close as they were fired. He could have had something in his hand that cut his face. It doesn't look like there was any, like when he grabbed his bloody handprints or anything like that. He could have cut his face also on the podium. Kind of hard to tell, but if you look definitely at caught his ear.
If you look at the ear closely, I think you can see a mark there. And here's the other thing, and this is the most important thing to take from the shot when the bullet actually hits him. You didn't see his head recoil. There was no percussion or concussion to him.
It was like a bee sting.
It was just a stinger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what made me think, oh, man, is he lucky? He is really lucky.
Yeah.
He got skimmed, and that was about it.
Yeah,
it was the timing of him turning his head.
Yeah, right.
I still think so there's two scenarios. Alex Jones, I watched part of that, Mike, and Alex Jones's, you know, thought is that this is a staged event to set up for a Biden assassination. That makes a lot of sense to me, because that's the narrative that they want, is that somebody goes off the reservation on the Trump side of the house after the Trump assassination attempt, and they go after Biden. They got to replace, you know, Mr. Potato Head. So this would be a perfect way to do it.
But the strange thing is, if you're talking about setting up for a Biden assassination via a bullet, I'm not sure I would follow that, because if they want to take out Biden, they've got the inside track. They could poison him. They could give him a heart attack. Shot.
Are you kidding?
There's 800 ways they could kill him.
They could just double tie his shoelaces.
No, I'd just give him some X-lax and he'll shit his brains out.
Well, you never want to let a good crisis go to waste, right? And this is one of those places where they could use that. Look, I'm not looking at this from the perspective of a kinetic action. I'm looking at this as from the perspective of narrative. They need to get the cultural narrative back. This is a way to do that. A galvanizing event. And if they muffle this, look, nobody on the left, if this isn't being shown on any of the news networks, no one on the left is going to even see this or care. And the, I guarantee you it's probably suppressed on social media. It's probably suppressed on Facebook and Instagram. It's probably even suppressed on Twitter. And if you, and again, if you're not watching the algorithms like I've been watching them, I was watching an uptick in this rhetoric. So they've got the you know, the classic script going where they get the patsy out, like what Raul was saying, which I agree with. And just the lapses in security tell me that this was a staged event by somebody so they could take him out. And we knew they were going to do it anyway. But think about it from the perspective of devil's advocate, where they use this as a catalyst event to do something to Biden so they can blame it on domestic terrorists. That's absolutely in their wheelhouse. I'm not going to underestimate our enemy just because it doesn't seem plausible. That's absolutely in their wheelhouse. And we underestimate them all the time.
That's a true story. Hey, Longshot, what you loading?
No, I'm just, you know, tinkering.
That's fantastic. What Colonel Conrad said before about the shooting thing, if this was Trump's people staging an event where Trump gets shot to do whatever it is that they want to do, that is probably the least plausible thing here, because he would have to pause at an exact moment. His feet would have to be in an exact place and his head would have to be in an exact place for them to take a shot like that.
I did not suggest that this was set up by Trump's people.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't mean that you did. I don't mean that you did. I'm just taking that theory when setting it aside. It's not a plausible theory.
What is surprising is that when you watch the video, you see Trump turn to his right, almost as if facing the shooter. And he pauses for a second. He wasn't like in mid-stride or mid-motion right when the shot breaks. That's why I thought, okay, this guy just jerked a shot. He didn't know what he was doing, because it's not that long of a distance. It's a headshot with the right equipment. There's an easy kill. That was my impression. But if you watch the video, his head turned to the right. He kind of leaned towards the podium, if I recall, and he's stable for one, two, boom, about that long.
I wonder if the shooter saw Trump's face and went, oh my God, I've got him. Had that moment of exhilaration, which would explain a trigger slap. Well, could explain a trigger slap. To look Trump in the eye, those Antifa guys, that would be like major masturbation material for them.
I think when I looked at the shooter, it looked like he had a pair of khaki cargo pocket shorts on. Now, if the guy, I could be wrong. Maybe it was just a bad photo.
The guy on the roof?
Yeah, the guy on the roof.
No, he was wearing DCUs.
The guy on
the roof? Yeah, full body.
I saw DCUs.
Yeah, full okay. DCUs.
I saw a still from it, and it was kind of difficult. You couldn't get a clean angle or a good clean look. So if you saw a better shot than I did.
I saw a short video, and it sure looked to me at least that he was wearing full DCU.
Mm-hmm. Where were you? I'd like to go back and take a look at that. Where were you seeing that?
Crap. Where did we have that? Hang on.
Hang on. I might have one right here.
Yeah, there's a video in the chat. Number of people looking up at the roof, and you can see him down. He's not moving, but he's full uniform.
Fox
this one's after. I don't know if you can tell, but
looks like he's got a gray T-shirt on.
Yeah,
they removed his shirt. Then
he had a DCU top as well.
Yeah,
so he looked uniformed.
Fox just reported that a Secret Service counter sniper took him out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A little late to the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
where was he then?
That's a day late and a dollar short, though. That counter sniper should have picked him up long before if he was on that roof like that. So
if I'm Mr. Trump, I'm hiring some former CAG guys as counter snipers to clear my area in the future. Yeah. No more of this.
A couple of CAGs and CSTs.
No more of these wannabes or whatever the hell they were. Because there's just, I just don't see any excuse whatsoever when you've got dominant terrain like a water tower or anything else where you could have eyes on literally everything from above. Not to mention, why the hell aren't you flying a security drone over top of this area?
That was my question.
Well, let's go down another rabbit hole.
Where is that?
Let's go down another rabbit hole and look at this from another perspective. What if it is staged? What if Trump knew it was coming? What if that's not real blood? What if that's not a real injury? What if it's staged?
Mm.
I just don't feel that's
could be.
I don't either.
I don't find that plausible.
Yeah.
Well, look at where the shooter's at. Look at where Trump is.
I mean, Trump's head is sideways
to the shooter.
I will buy staged / planned. I don't think Trump's people were the ones who did it, though.
Trump was facing the shooter.
Mm.
Trump was facing the shooter.
As far as we know. But we can't discount the idea that this was a completely staged event. We can't discount that.
Look,
don't get me wrong. I'm not saying either way, right? Because here's the truth of the matter. We don't know enough right now to say definitively anything. We just don't. And I'm not discounting anything at this point because there's opportunity for both sides to gain from this. And like I said, I'm not looking at connections to this. I'm looking at this strictly from the information warfare perspective of where this can go. Because this can go
right.
A bunch of different directions very, very quickly.
Plus, and, as far as we know, it may not be over yet.
I don't think it is. I don't think that
it's not over.
If this is the first attempt on Trump and it's a real attempt, then this won't be the last. If this is a fake, a fake attempt to gain, some kind of public favor, then this probably will be the last. There'll be a lot of rhetoric out of this. If this is just a stunt what's happening Monday?
Primary
convention. Jesus,
convention.
It's not coming to me. If this is just a stunt before the convention, okay, mission accomplished. They made him a messiah. Yeah. Any doubt of him being confirmed or any of the delegates going off the reservation, that's gone now. If they were doing this to try and convert people in the middle to come over to the right to come to Trump, mission accomplished. If they were trying to get people on the left to get more emotional, mission accomplished. You see where I'm going with that? There's a lot of different scenarios that you can take away from this. A lot of different directions just on the information and the narrative side that would lead people down the rosy path.
Right.
I'm not tied to any one narrative right now because I'm still waiting to see how this develops. I just think it's too convenient that a guy crawled up a roof 200 yards away and nobody fucking saw him, and that CNN just happened to be on the spot at the moment
it's like
that there's
an assassination. It's like October 7th.
Staged. It just says staged, and
I buy that. But I'd like to throw a wild card on the table. We know that the Antifa guys are zealots. I've heard them talk. My daughter goes to Michigan State. I've heard some of them talking. You ever see the movie Smoke and Aces? Hitmen just come out of the woodwork going after this one guy. And the whole movie is about all these hitmen just coming after him.
That's John Wick, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, it's like the opposite, though, because John Wick goes after them. Smoke and Aces, what I'm talking about is the Antifa kiddies. I'm wondering if somebody didn't put a bet on the dark web who could get a shot at Trump. And there's a bunch of Antifa zealots out there just doing stupid stuff like this. It's just a wild card on the table, a possibility. I'm not saying that's what it is. I don't know, man.
I'm suspect of every narrative right now. Absolutely every narrative. I'm suspect of everything.
Just a reminder that the Antifa BLM crowd has been getting professional training over the last
years.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's former SF guys that are full Marxists that are out there training. So, this guy could have just enough training to kind of be dangerous. Not really effective, but maybe effective.
Right. We also know Azov was training them too.
Mm-hmm.
Former Azov Brigade Ukrainians. So, matter of fact, when was it? Lafayette Square with the big brouhaha and Trump marches over to the church. They were picking up people speaking Russian or Ukrainian in the crowd. And Ukrainian is a different dialect of Russian. So
yes, if it
you
is.
Hear it, you'll know it. But
yeah.
My only point is I'm not taking anything for granted right now. And I'm not making any assumptions on good, bad, or indifferent. I'm going to wait and see how this develops. Because, you know, you're right, Steve. It's as people walk away from the event, there's six stories, six versions of the story. And the video only is a 15-second video clip that shows you one perspective. There's not 10 different perspectives on the shot. And just like there's not, there's too many lapses in security that don't, like, why would they keep the guy's head uncovered all the way to the SUV? Why would they let him get on stage and stay on stage? I mean, isn't their job to pull him out of the conflict zone, like being in a kill box, get him out of the kill box as fast as possible and keep him covered until he gets to a vehicle where they can exfiltrate? I mean, there's so many different lapses in security just from the time the shot happens until he gets to the SUV where you're like, what the fuck? What were these guys doing? Was this the B team?
It's also true, but we don't know if some sound was going through their headphones, their earpieces that said, we got the shooter down. Like you heard boom, 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 a pause, and then you heard other fire. That may have been when they took the guy out, and they could have said, you know, target engaged.
That's definitely a possibility. I know that sort of chatter is standard for them.
So does this embolden Antifa and the MAGA crowd to want to go at each other?
This serves like 10 different narratives, man. I'm telling you, this is the shot heard around the world is what it is. And
yeah,
that's
this was a can of gasoline.
This is exactly why I'm looking at it from a staged event. If it was Trump or somebody else that staged it, doesn't matter. But all the lapses in security, CNN, the way the coverage is happening. Like, remember when Reagan, well, people won't remember when Reagan was shot, but when Reagan was shot, they had the shooter down. James Brady was on the ground bleeding out. They didn't care about him. They were getting the president in the limousine and getting him to Bethesda. That was their mission. And every hour after the shooting, there was an update on the president's condition. And there was a press conference around it. I've been looking at Twitter for the last 40 minutes and I don't see anything about it. Not one thing. I don't see anything on True Social. I don't see anything on Telegram. There's no updates on his condition.
Right.
There was an update where a member of his press committee came out and said the president is secure and is safe and stable. I did see that on TV.
I saw a tweet that said Trump had conveyed that he was good to go. So
Trump conveying he's good to go and a doctor conveying he's good to go are two different things. And my point is, in the normal protocol, there would be a doctor that would be given a press conference talking about the former president's condition.
Right. His condition. Exactly.
May I point out that it is 2024 and normal protocols don't apply anymore. So.
Can I ask you guys something with everybody on here? Somebody just called me and shared this with me. So I'm curious what the group thinks. Being that he got shot and went to the ground, you heard gunshots after that. Him not being able to stand up, do you think he's got hit somewhere else with his, I mean, he couldn't stand up on his own. So does anybody think that he might have gotten he's more wounded than what we're seeing right now? Absolutely. Or what they're telling us?
That is totally possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. We have no way of knowing, but yeah, of course that's possible.
It is.
We don't know that he couldn't stand up on his own. It's distinctly possible. But they could have been holding him down. I heard somebody say something about a barrier or something behind where he was standing. Were they lowering him to for security protocol?
The fact that there's been no updates is really concerning. I mean, it's almost like, hey, we're closing the polls and coming back in the morning to start recounting the votes.
No, I agree with that because I got a feeling that this was a failure and they're not going to broadcast the failure. Not until they're forced to.
I would agree with that.
I'm not going along with any narrative until there's a bunch of different facts that come up.
Do you think the fire was close? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say one of the things we have not discussed is if this was a serious attempt or if there was, and I consider a serious attempt to involve a team of people working together. I've actually been to Butler County or Butler Regional Medical Center. And if this was a serious attempt, they would have had personnel staged there because that's the obvious location they're going to move him to if anything happens. So you could have potentially had somebody there with an explosive or a handgun or anything else, you know, within that facility. And we haven't heard anything about that, just that they locked the place down. And we've seen a handful of different reports saying Trump's okay from various members of the media, as well as one of his press secretaries.
Isn't that what they typically say, though, in these types of situations?
Well, I think especially in the wake of the Ronald Reagan event, where people thought he was okay initially, and then we later found out he was not, I think they would be more hesitant to say he was okay. It seemed like if you watched him move when they were hustling him off the stage, he didn't seem to have a limp or alteration in his gait that you could
tell.
I was
just trying to watch the video to see if there's any other videos in it. There's only one perspective of all of this.
Right.
So that's the only part that's one of the things I don't like.
So I'm only getting one from Fox, and it's a constant replay, but
the thing our modern mainstream media today is, we know they are so corrupt and so controlled that we really can't trust anything we get off of them.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not ready to sign up for any narrative right now until I see more information come out.
I think Trump has big balls, but I don't think they're so big that it would allow for somebody to take a near fatal headshot at him. I think that's too much of a stretch. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
We can all agree that's a very unlikely scenario.
Because, Steve, you mentioned, shot heard around the world. That is the mantra that the Q folks are using right now. Shot heard around the world, right? So
I'm just looking at this from narrative, man.
Right.
All I see is narrative, and it can go 10 different directions now.
Yeah.
Well, remember earlier when this first kicked off, before, when I said we need to be paying attention to what everybody else is saying? Biden's on the air right now talking about gun control.
Of course.
Biden's already on the air talking about gun control. They're going to try to make a gun grab out of this.
Of course, right. That's why, one of the things we've always done, we look at those first, second, and third order effects, right?
Yeah.
What's going to be sequelae out of this? What might they have up their sleeve somewhere else? So
somebody got Twitter jump over on AOC's account to see what she's saying. But here's another one. Rally shooting witness claims, "I saw the smoke from the gunfire." So smokeless powder is a thing.
Mm.
And this is a perfect example of what I was talking about when people come up with all of these narratives of things that they think they saw, but never really happened, because smokeless powder is a thing.
Look at the video.
Especially was suppressed.
Yeah.
So I got some inside information here. Some details. So the Secret Service counter sniper shot him with a 300 Win Mag from 230 yards. And they're saying that the shooter had a 22 suppressed.
Mm. He shot the 300 Win Mag, Chris, you said?
The counter sniper shot
him
with a 300.
That would have been a loud shot, unless he had his suppressed, though, too, but still.
So the shooter with a 22 and all the shots that we heard, he could have just been doing a spray and pray. He could have just pointed a 50-round magazine at the president and started pulling the trigger.
That could also explain the smoke, because that can
a lot more injured. Smoking. Yeah.
The standard counter sniper rifle for the Secret Service used to be 7mm REM mag, not 300. So they may have changed that, but I'm not sure why they would have a can on a Secret Service counter sniper weapon. Why would you do that? You diminish your ballistics, etc. And the sounds that we were hearing in the video, you would think, because that roof seemed to be much closer to Trump, you think that would have come through a little bit differently. At least that was my impression.
So if a reporter saw that rifle and it was a floating barrel, like a lot of the snipers use, they might have thought it was a suppressor when it's not.
Well, here, let me clarify something real quick. The 300 windbag, I don't know if it was suppressed or not.
Yeah.
I'm saying the shooter was shooting a 22 that was suppressed.
Right.
Yep. Gotcha.
That's a hell of a shot for a 22.
Yeah. So the guys at my local gun store, they shoot 300 yards with a CZ-457 22 suppressed.
Okay.
And I have the exact same setup with a JK suppressor, and there is zero smoke from my pistol or my rifle.
Remember, the camera was focused on Trump.
Yes.
Not 200 some meters away towards the shooter. I'm just surprised that you could hear that much on the audio from a 22 caliber suppressed at 200 or 250 meters.
Hey, and Dave, I want to respond to something in the chat here, because it's a great comment. ELPR 714. Again, the 48-hour rule. I preach that all the time. Wait 48 hours before you decide on anything, and wait to see how things develop. I highly encourage everybody to do that, because I am not tied to any one of these narratives right now. I'm looking at it from, this is my initial response. This is what I see. These are the things that don't make sense. These are the things that look staged. Whatever's true that comes out of that will come out in the next 48 hours. I can tell you, if Trump was a part of this and it was actually a staged event, he's done. But I, it's too early to tell what that is. But I'm looking at this from all perspectives. I'm not choosing one side or the other, because we don't know enough right now about what's really going on. I'm really concerned that there's no update on his health.
Right. It's really risky, though, when you look at it, say, if it was a staged event from Trump's side of the house, because, Edward Bernays, right? Black propaganda, white propaganda, however you're trying to use that propaganda, it becomes black propaganda once you're lying. And if you get caught in a lie, that's it. Your total credibility is destroyed and you can never recover it. Right.
By the way, Fox News reported.
Go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say Fox News reported that it was an AR style weapon. Mm. So
there it is. There's your gun ban right there.
That means
a wet dream gun ban right there.
There you go.
Assault rifle.
So far,
it's an assault rifle. It's a assault cannon.
So I do have to throw this in there. Wasn't it Troop who said something in July was going to happen?
Yeah.
He said mid-July. Yeah. Troop is right. Yep. He's doing his medical mission. Otherwise, he'd be here telling us all he was right.
I told you so.
Yeah.
When I'm looking back at the video, watching him like getting escorted off the stage, man, he's having a hard time. It looks like he's having a hard time walking down the steps.
May not have had his shoes on.
He also may have just had his bell rung real good.
Yeah. Getting tackled by a couple guys.
Okay, who here has ever been even close to being actually shot at? And tell me that your ass did not eat your shorts. Okay. The first time you got shot at.
Yeah,
me. I don't think anybody's ever shot at Trump before. I'm thinking he might have his ass might have eaten his shorts.
Hard to say.
Well, he also had a cluster fuck at people.
I don't think his ass was eating his shorts. He was up there throwing his fist up in the air saying, I don't know if he said
recovered pretty
fuck.
Quickly, yes. He recovered pretty quickly.
Well, you guys don't think he got hit after that initial earshot? Mm. I'm curious what you guys think about that.
It's hard to say.
He could have had a vest on.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. Well, we know he's got the vest. Yeah.
Right.
You've got in the audio, you've got tap, 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 the rest of them out. Is the way the sound of the audio shots are. So, I mean, he very well could have been stung somewhere else.
Yeah, that's why I think it's interesting that there's been no update on his health situation. That's highly unusual. 2024 or not, it's highly unusual.
Yeah, so, as fast as this spread, I mean, it was a wildfire.
Yeah. There's just too many things that don't add up right now that don't make a lot of sense.
Sky News was reporting that Donald Trump's campaign said he was doing fine.
That's
Britain. I've seen three different news broadcasts.
See if LeMond has anything.
Let me check LeMond. Saying that people have reported Trump to be fine.
So far, the most reliable data we have on the ballistics has come from Longshot, who told us that a .22 can, in fact, reach up to 300 yards with a suppressor. So, Longshot, you are the reliable source of
money. That's a bolt action. So, all right, I mean, so we know the .22.
Yeah. Trump just posted this on Truth Social. I want to thank the United States Secret Service law enforcement for the rapid response on the shooting that just took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. Most importantly, I want to extend my condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed and also the family of the person that was badly injured. It's incredible that such an act can take place in our country. Nothing is known at this time about the shooter, who is now dead. I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear. I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet rip through my skin. Much bleeding took place, so I realized that's what happened. So somebody obviously wrote that for him. I doubt he sat there and penned it out on his phone. But that should have come from somebody else. That should have come from somebody in the campaign with a doctor saying he's been examined. He's fine. There's no other bullet wounds. This is just a canned statement that fits narrative.
That's Trump's blustery style, though, to come out and say something himself. I would say that's
potentially blustery style. Like I said, I'm not taking anything for granted right now.
So France says Donald Trump was shot at a rally in Texas and says he is fine. The suspect is a citizen who is dead now. Under Donald Trump, blessed part de Tulon, the meeting in Pennsylvania va bien. La suspect a member du public son monde. So it's being picked up all over the world that Trump is alive right now.
Yeah, but that's, again, no update on his health. So I'm going to say this. We're coming up on an hour and a half here. I'm going to boldly say we'll do another one of these tomorrow around noon, Arizona racist time, which is probably about 3 o'clock Eastern time, because I think by then we'll have some more cognitive details to be able to at least analyze and look at. I think there's still – it's way too early to be able to decide one way or another whether this is real, whether this is staged, whether this is, you know, staged by somebody. Hard to say. There's just too many variables here that there's not enough information on. So
if anybody could post video of the shooter into our chat, I would greatly appreciate taking a look at that.
Yeah.
See what we can find to do some digging.
Yeah, it's, and folks, as we get more and more, if we get more updates, there's some more information revealed, we'll jump back on. But for now, we'll break for tonight, and we'll come back tomorrow and do another roundtable tomorrow as we get more information. In the meantime, I'm sure everybody here will be reaching out to their contacts in the system to figure out what's real and what's not real. And gents, any final thoughts before we go?
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah,
yep.
This could have been a whole lot worse.
Yes.
My, I'm going to say this one more time because it bears repeating. Now is a time for calm, for active listening, and paying attention to what's coming out. And it's not so much how it's being reported, it's how and what is being reported.
Right.
That's a big part of the narrative, right?
Right.
So pay attention 100%. To the narrative because that matters now. Yep. And pay attention to the counter narrative and look at what's going on with the AI and the bots. You'll see a very developing trend that will give you a spot on analysis of what is actually going on. But don't make any rash decisions. Don't go off the reservation. Let's see how this develops over the next 48 hours. We'll be back tomorrow. All right.
Thanks for jumping on, guys. Great, yep. Great conversation. Thanks for letting me listen.
Yeah. Great discussion.
Thanks, guys.
God bless later, everyone.
One team, one fight. 1,071 people listening.
Cool.
Wow.